With the end of Google Stadia being right around the corner, Google has begun to issue out refunds to its player base. However, to say that things have been going smoothly would be probably the lie of the year. And as someone who is currently owed thousands of dollars from Google, Google, if you're watching this,
show me the money!
Are you listening?
Hey, welcome back. My name, of course, is Bryant. And big news, folks, we are officially 65 days away from the shutdown of Google Stadia. And last week, Google began the first round of refunds to its former players. These refunds, of course, include any purchases, add-ons, expansions, in-game currency, or hardware associated with Google Stadia. And for the most part, I mean, the only things not being refunded here are subscriptions like Stadia Pro or Ubisoft Plus and the Stadia Claw phone holder, which, not to flex, but if you didn't own one of these bad boys, are you even a Stadia gamer? Now, personally speaking, this refund is a big deal. I invested heavily into this platform, and right now I'm expecting like $2,600 back from Google Stadia. But admittedly, this refund has turned out to be wildly more complicated than I initially expected. You see, from what I understand, the ease of your refund comes down to how you actually spent money on the platform. If you used a debit card, well, those funds will obviously be returned to that card. If you used PayPal, then those funds will be returned to your PayPal account. And by some chance, if you used Google Play cards, well, then you're getting a refund in your Google Play account. In fact, I've seen in some cases where gamers are now sitting on thousands of dollars in Google Play credits thanks to this refund, which, congratulations. I mean, I think those funds can be spent on Clash of Clans. Now, for the most part, that sounds pretty straightforward. But again, remember, we're talking about Google here. And in typical Google fashion, it just has to be way more complicated than that. You see, if you used a debit card and your card has since been expired or canceled, well, your refund is now sitting in this weird no man's land. And this is actually the situation that I find myself in, because 75% of my charges are on an old card, and according to Google, they've already issued these credits to my bank. But when I look at my bank account, they're just nowhere to be found. And when I reached out to Google, their support team told me that I'd have to reach out to my bank in order to authorize these refunds, which is pretty straightforward. But when I reached out to my bank and told them what I needed done, they pretty much said,
"Yeah, we would never reject a refund of any size. You need to go back and talk to Google."
And when I brought this to Google's attention, they informed me that I would be receiving an email sometime within the next 30 days detailing exactly how my refund would be issued moving forward. And honestly, I can't even say that that's the worst of it, because I've seen some true horror stories online. Like, remember those players who used Google Play cards to buy things on Stadia? Well, some of them are now reporting that they have received their refund, but the credits in their Google Play account now have an expiration date, meaning that they now have to figure out a way to burn that refund super fast. Otherwise, it's just gonna disappear, much like Stadia. And on top of that, I have tons of players reaching out to me that are saying that we haven't even received any refund or any communication as to when we're getting our refund at all. Even in my case, I didn't get an email saying which refunds are being issued. I was legit at lunch with a customer and my phone started blowing up. I thought there was an emergency going on. Turns out it was just Stadia issuing a refund to my PayPal transaction by transaction by transaction by transaction. And in order to find out exactly what was refunded, I had to go to my Google Pay account and individually check each transaction to see what was issued and what was rejected. I mean, simply put, this whole situation is just a mess. But in Google's defense, I mean, they still have roughly 60 days to figure out what the hell's going on. And having received the initial $600 of my $2,600 refund, I'm obviously anxious to receive the rest, but I also find myself dwelling on just how much money Google is about to lose with Stadia. Like, granted, my spending was on the high end, but even if we estimate that Stadia, at its best, had 1 million people who checked out the platform, and those 1 million people in turn spend like $200 to $400, that refund becomes massive. And then on top of that, you add the overall loss for Stadia, including the shutdown studios, severance, hardware investments, UI design, paying for exclusives, and development costs. I mean, you have to assume that with the shutdown of Stadia, Google is probably going to lose about $1 billion, which to me, $2,600 is a lot of money. $1 billion is galactic. But to Google, Let's remember, Google earns like $250 billion a year. Stadia was just a drop in the bucket.